What up, what up, what up, y'all? Happy March. Ow. Ow. Happy March, y'all. It's March 1st, 2019, and we're doing a daily moon horoscope. The moon is in the second decan of Capricorn, which is ruled by Venus. Of course, all of Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, but the second decan specifically is ruled by Venus. So this is really, really interesting energies here. Exactly at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the moon is going to be exactly on Saturn. Talk about emotional restrictions. But it's not, that's the thing, that it don't have to be emotional restriction. You know, you're feeling these restrictions because it's you trying to find some authority over your emotion. You know what I mean? Is you trying to find authority, and so you're restricted and acting like the emotions aren't there, but they're not. I mean, but they're not there, but they are, excuse me. And if you actually express your emotions appropriately, express your desires, you know, this is about the Capricorn desires because it's the Venus decan of Capricorn. So if you actually express your desires, express what you want, the physical things that you want, the tangible things that you want, the possessions, the money that you want, when it comes to, you know, your career, reputation, status, and all that, right? That's you having authority and control of your emotions because you're expressing what you want and it's allowing you to actually get what you want. But if you're kind of restrictive and acting like, no, it's not that serious, or, oh no, I don't need that, you know, you thinking that you're controlling your emotions by not being emotional, but you ain't getting shit because closed mouths don't get fed. Do you feel what I'm saying here? Do you feel what I'm saying here? And it's funny because it's March 1st. On the 27th, the moon was in Sag and conjunct Jupiter exact. So now the moon is in Saturn. Capricorn and conjuncting Saturn exact. And Jupiter is connected to Sag naturally. Saturn is connected to Capricorn naturally. So it's funny how that energy kind of played out. You get what I'm saying? But yeah, that's what I have to say about that, okay? At least with the moon, Saturn, exact conjunction. I have to mention that first before I talk about the decan of which the moon is in. So I'll talk about the decan of which the moon is in a little bit more, and then we'll talk about the aspects that are being made, okay? So the moon is in the Venus decan of Capricorn. Again, with this energy, we're focusing on the things that we want out of this reputation, status, or career. The things that we desire when it comes to having authority over our own life. What do we want out of this? Like, why do we want to have authority? This is where you look at the second decan of Capricorn on what things will give us this authority, you know? The first decan kind of is telling you, okay, this is what you want. The second decan is, okay, this is what you have, like, this is what you'll get if you get what you want. Third decan is, all right, crunch time, let's make this shit happen. You know what I mean? So I'll talk about the crunch time. Probably, maybe we'll talk about it because it's going to happen during the weekend and I don't do these during the weekend. But, yeah, you'll figure it out. There'll be another day in which the moon is going to be in the third decan of Capricorn, okay? Moon moves fast, all right? Anyways, like I was saying, we are emotionally trying to kind of understand the desires of the reputation, status, career, or whatever that we're looking for that will kind of elevate us. You know, I always say that Capricorn is the king and queen of this realm, the 3D realm, because they are the older or the oldest or the mastery of the earth signs, which is all about 3D. You know what I mean? And so we're kind of understanding our desires and how we can get our desires through our reputation or in our status. Do you get what I'm saying? This is really, really interesting here. So I already talked about the moon conjuncting Saturn. The moon is also conjuncting Pluto, which is interesting. Here we're getting this great sense of empowerment and having the need for speed. No, so not the need for speed, but like the need for transition, transformation. We are understanding that we want this transformation of kind of getting transformation of status. That's the best way to say it. We emotionally want it greatly. Emotionally, we're focusing on how to fulfill our desires. But when it comes to our personal empowerment, we're like, okay, yes, the desires are going to be great. Having authority of our desires is going to be lovely. But, you know, what the Pluto side of us, the how we are personally empowered, we really are trying to get shit going now. We're like, okay, yeah, that's cool. We have what we want. We understand what desires it can give us. But what do we need to do to kind of get this shit going already? You know what I mean? Because Pluto, again, is on the third decan of Capricorn, which is ruled by Mercury, excuse me. And so we are emotionally empowered to kind of set up a routine, set up some organization, some orderliness to get the reputation, status, and career that we want. And emotionally, you know, we're figuring out what we desire exactly and how it's connected to our reputation, status, and career. So it's really, really interesting here. Another thing that's aspecting the moon is the sun. I talked about that yesterday. That's going to be really happening in the morning of the first of Friday, at least for the U.S. folks. But again, like I mentioned before, we're teeter-tottering on what's reality and what's fantasy and how we perceive both. You know what I mean? We're still on that wave. In the morning when we wake up, we're going to be on that wave for a bit, at least for the Americans. I know if you live more towards the east, it'll probably be throughout the whole day for you. But that's kind of like the vibe that we're feeling, honestly. And it's interesting because, like, basically emotionally we want to stay grounded to be looked at a certain way, you know what I mean? But the sun, the season right now, wants us to be a little bit free with expressing our emotions. Again, Capricorn understands about the importance of being free to express their emotions. They rather do this in the inside, though. And so they may not, you know, they may find some difficulty in reacting that way, because the sun kind of represents our identity and how we react and express ourselves. So they, you know, they're trying to figure out we're still trying to figure out the best balance, basically. And we'll figure that out in the morning of March 1st. The moon is sextile Neptune too, so the same vibe here. Of kind of like teeter-tottering with grounded emotions and, you know, wild intuition, you know what I mean? It's just you would think that these energies would totally disagree with each other, but they don't, because deep down inside, Capricorns are very emotional. And you just know that because Capricorn is sextile Pisces and sextile Scorpio, which are very emotional energies, you know what I mean? And so it goes to show you that there is some deep emotion with Capricorns. They understand it, emotions, way more than people think, than they let off. And you know, with this energy sextiling the sun and Neptune and Pisces, you know, you may be able to kind of you know, wherever you kind of restrict your emotions, wherever you kind of like hold back, or the emotions that you're trying to ignore because you want to look a certain way, you're going to be a little bit more understanding on why people express themselves a little bit more when it comes to that thing. And you may be kind of being open up a little bit more and expressing yourself in that type of way. That's the best way to say it, okay? What else do I see here? Oh, last aspect. The moon is trine Mars still. Yay. So we're still emotionally motivated to get shit done. Okay. Mostly in the morning for us. But yeah, that's going to be our vibe. Being emotionally motivated to get the emotional status, honestly, that we want. Of being emotionally intelligent, honestly. We're also going to be motivated to get the status reputation that we want in the physical world too, but we're understanding what we emotionally want a little bit more than what we want just to look good, just for views or just for people to like be proud of us. We're kind of doing more about, okay, what do I want deep down inside? You know what I mean? And you're getting motivated and driven to kind of get that shit done. And again, Mars is in Taurus. It's a good energy to be in because it's fixed. You know what I mean? So if you want something done, you want it done basically during a Mars in a fixed sign energy when you already got shit going. You know what I mean? When you already got shit going. If you don't have anything going and Mars is in Taurus, then, you know, you're probably not going to go anywhere for a while. But, you know, again, like, Mars in Taurus is kind of fixed energy. Being practical with how you kind of move and staying focused, staying driven, keeping shit going, you know? And so you can literally make your emotional dreams come true. Easily. You really can with this energy, so it's dope. But that's what I have for March 1st, y'all. I hope you liked it or whatever. I know it's a bit shorter than the last few readings, but it's not that many aspects. Simple as that. So I hope this was helpful. Please comment, like, subscribe, share, care, all that good stuff. If you're listening on my podcast, then hey. And hit me up. I would like to talk to you guys. Hit me up on Twitter or something. If you have Anchor, send me like a little message or whatever. It'll be cool to hear from you, okay? But yeah, that's what I got. And I hope this was helpful. And yeah, happy March, bitches. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.